You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, we started the show talking about baseball. Obviously, we're talking with Mike Francesa, a man who needs no introduction. You know his voice, long time, obviously, here on The Fan. He built this freaking place live from the Mike Francesa studios.
That's a long time ago, Sal.
Not really that long.
You know, that nobody cares about 1980. I know that. I'm a smart 70-year-old. I understand no one cares about 1987. I understand that. Hey, I'm very proud of what we did. I'm very proud of what The Fan did, what Dog and myself did, what the station has done. And I wish the station nothing but the best. But, you know, it's always about the present, just like baseball. It's always about the present. It's nice to honor the past, but it's your time. It's not my time anymore. It's your time.
Well, my time might be up. Cart might be coming
not
back.
Not you personally. Yeah, I meant you, the station. I didn't mean you, Sal. Yeah, you know, you'll be running in and saying, Mike said I should run the station. I mean, you know, Mike said I'm the guy. I mean, that's you'll be running off crazy. No, I mean you as the whole station. You know, I think it's your time, not mine.
Yeah, well, Cart might be coming back. Are you coming back at all? Do we need to worry about that?
No, I'm not coming back. I don't know who's coming back, but I can tell you this, I'm not coming back.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun talking with Mike earlier in the show. In case you missed it, check it out on the free Odyssey app. I only wish that we asked about the naked gun. Either way, 888-808-1019, the number to call. We'll be doing some more football tomorrow as we finish out the week strong here. Nick Costos should be joining us. I know he's moving, so I don't want to take up his time, but I figured it'd be fun to talk to Costos a little bit on a Football Friday, get used to having him in his normal weekly spot here with B and BT for the start of the football season. So if he's available, hopefully he could come in studio, and we'll get you set for all that's going on preseason week one with the Jets and Giants, and obviously just look ahead to the biggest storylines around the NFL. Dan is calling from Jefferson, New Jersey. What's up, Dan?
Hey, Sal. I really love listening to you, and I really appreciate your Mets enthusiasm. I'm a little bit on the opposite side. I'm kind of like pessimistic now. I just this team hasn't shown any type of spark, and the hitters just don't like. They're not aggressive enough with the fastball. They're not coming around, or the fastballs are being pitched and they're not connecting for some reason. And I just don't see the reason why.
Yeah, they're clearly thinking too much or second guessing themselves or waiting for a perfect pitch and then letting fastballs go by.
Yeah.
Obviously, that cannot continue. But you say you're not seeing it. You're saying there was no point this year, prolonged point, that you felt like, wow, this team's a really good team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah, I mean, they won the seven games in a row, but I mean...
Oh, what about April and May? What about April, May and the first half of June? Like, I can't speak for everybody. That's why I was asking you. I know me, and I was looking at the team saying, they're a good baseball team. I know a good baseball team when I see it. Yeah. I believe that they're a good baseball team. That's how I feel. You never felt like that at all?
I did. On paper, they are, but they don't really all together as a team put it all together. You know, it's either one thing or the other.
They have... go ahead.
They had moments this year. I agree with you on that, and it was exciting. But it's just that they don't. It's not sustained, you know, at this point. And the other thing too with the whole Montas thing. That was really a bad signing. And what Stearns waiting for to bring up one of these guys? I mean, come on, these guys are pitching really well, you know.
But remember,
Dan, one of the young guys.
I think they're going to. And thank you for the call. They're going to wait. This is just my guess. They're going to wait to see what Montas does Saturday. If he does not pitch well in whatever role it's in, I firmly believe they will call up McClain next week and take that spot in the rotation. Now, you should know that even if that does happen, you got to have realistic expectations. McClain's not going to come in here and all of a sudden be Jacob deGrom or Matt Harvey. Now, he might be effective. Is he going to go 7-8 innings? I wouldn't hold out hope that that's going to be the case. I don't know. The unknown is certainly appealing and far greater than what Montas has done. But let's not make it like that's going to end all the problems either. I don't care who comes up here. It could be Tom Seaver. If they don't hit, they're in big trouble. So then it comes down to, okay, fine. We haven't seen it consistently, but ultimately, would you take your chances now, September, October? Would you take your chances with Lindor, Soto, Alonso? My answer is yes. And that's why I wouldn't say being positive. That's why I'm not going nuts in a negative manner right now, is because I still believe those three guys will get it going and make everything else look different. Now, they haven't gotten it going to date together. Each individual, yes. Some more than others. But they have to get it going together. And I think that they will. That's the difference. If they don't, they're not going to win. Vince is calling from Old Bridge, New Jersey. What's up, Vince?
Sal, how you doing? First time talking to you.
Appreciate you calling. What's on your mind, Vince?
Big fan since the Mike and Chris days, so today was awesome.
Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it.
Yesterday, when you said, you made a point about Soto yesterday, and I felt it, where you said that who would have known that you would have been this shocked and this disappointed at what was going to go down with him. And I'm a little bit more negative than you, for a couple of different reasons with him. I think a lot of the reason why the air is kind of out of the balloon a little bit with them is because of him. He looks old. He's lollygagging it in the field. He likes to admire the home runs sometimes when he hits them. You know, he's looking old. He's looking slow. I don't think he's comfortable. I don't think he ever gelled with some of the other little things that they like to do too. You know, the up your symbol or whatever that is with the arm when it gets a hit. Or the picture, the posing in the dugout with the home run. The other day on TikTok, if you saw a video, somebody is going around asking team members who's the best dressed. When they get to him, he says, me. I mean, you know, this is like...
What is it?
Something...
Vince, I think...
You like that?
I do. If that's how he feels, then yes. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that what you're saying, there's some truth behind it. Now, I would disagree in saying, thank you for the call, Vince. I would disagree in saying that he looks old and slow. I don't see that. Juan Soto was not the greatest athletic specimen. He's just not. Like, Ronnie Mauricio has the physical tools to be a tremendous athlete. That's not Juan Soto. He's been fine in right field. He's been fine on the bases. He hasn't done what he's supposed to do in the batter's box. But he's shown flashes of it. Now, that's not good enough. You're going to have to get it done. And even in a down year, he's got 25 home runs. Remember, Carlos Beltran had, what, 15 home runs his first year with the Mets? So this is not an awful year, but according to Soto's standards, he has not been great. And I do agree, though, that his personality is not one that fit what the Mets were trying to do last year. Now, it's a different team this year. Maybe they wanted to keep that personality, that fun going. He's more business. I like that. I'm not saying you can't have fun, but I don't think everybody needs to be the same. Let him be him. If he doesn't want to partake in the photos or the celebrations, that's fine. I want him to be him because he's a freaking beast that's unafraid and that has done it. Where's Pete Alonso's World Series ring? Where's Francisco Lindor's? Where's Brandon Nimmo's? Soto's got one. He's done it before in the postseason at the highest level against the best and the baddest that the game has to offer. He did it in the Bronx with the Yankees last year. Everybody says, well, the Yankees made the World Series last year. Yeah, they did. You know what? They had Juan Soto. Prior to that, they didn't make the World Series since 2009. They had Judge there. Judge been there since 2017. Now, I'm not saying that he was the sole reason, but he was a big part of what they did and getting to the World Series. Anybody would tell you that. So he's different. He's unique. And if he says, I'm the best dressed on the team, I like that. He just has not delivered in the biggest moments yet. But if you think that he will, then you should be positive about the team. If you don't think that he will, and you think it's going to be a lost year, and you don't believe Soto's going to get it going, then I can understand why you'd be down about this team. I would be willing to bet he's going to turn it around. If there's one player that I would bet on to come through in the biggest of spots, and obviously we're getting toward that as we're reaching, you know, mid-August down the stretch here, I believe in Soto. But, I mean, whether I believe in him or not, doesn't matter. You actually got to do it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.